At first glance, Jill Sheffield, silver-haired and substantial, seems to be all business as she meets with staff members to plan an upcoming conference. An estimated 3,000 government leaders, women's healthcare workers, researchers, and journalists are expected to attend. But when asked why the epidemic of maternal mortality interests her enough that she has made it her work for over four decades, her voice catches with emotion.
I feel really strongly about the fact that women have rights like other people and that they shouldn't die early in their life giving life to the next generation.
Sheffield first discovered the profound connection between maternal health and international development in 1964. She was accompanying her husband on a nine-nation tour of Africa as he researched strategies for U.S. government aid for education.
Women were the ones who really did things. Men were in the offices in suits, but it was the women who were out doing things, being the teachers, being the workers in the field, being the nurses, all the while they're also mothers. So I think really it's true, women are the ultimate multitaskers.
Jill Sheffield was born in 1939 to liberal parents in a small, racially segregated town in central Florida. She says her mother, a fifth-grade teacher, was her most important influence.
I think she was just an amazing teacher. She just opened doors for people's minds and ears and eyes. To this day, I believe deeply that education is the silver bullet to development, to poverty reduction, to women's empowerment. That's where my attitude has come from. And it's very close to my belief about why women need to have choices about the number and the spacing of their children. I'm just for sure of that.
While her husband continued his research on educational development in Africa, Sheffield volunteered at a Nairobi, Kenya family planning clinic. She vividly recalls the day a 27-year-old woman came in holding a baby and carrying another baby on her back. She had been pregnant 11 times and wanted contraceptives. Sheffield was also 27.
And I kept thinking, holy smokes, you know, here you are and you're 27 and you have not had 11 pregnancies. You've had the choice. So right at that moment, I decided that people had to have those choices. Women people needed those choices.
After 3 years, Sheffield and her husband returned to the United States. She began developing global health and education programs for nonprofit organizations. In 1982, she became director for international education programs at the Carnegie Corporation of New York. The next turning point in her life came in 1985, she says, at a global conference capping off the United Nations Decade for Women. Sheffield heard a doctor with the World Health Organization estimate that every minute a woman somewhere on the planet dies from a complication related to pregnancy or childbirth. The doctor challenged her listeners to find out why.
And I decided, absolutely, that's what we have to do. I sent a telegram to the president of the foundation, David Hamburg, and I said, David, the day I get back, we have to talk. Because if we're making this huge investment in education programs around the world, and the women then die, I mean, that's not a great investment.
The next year, Sheffield left Carnegie to start Family Care International, or FCI. Her mission was immense, to identify the causes of maternal death worldwide and to teach governments, NGOs, and researchers how to prevent it and why they should. FCI began its work with a major conference.
We gathered about 170 people. There were ministers of different governments, researchers, people from global institutions like the World Bank, UNICEF, the UN Population Fund, and the WHO.
The results, Sheffield says, have been gratifying. Within 10 years, FCI had created a working model to save women's lives in low-resource communities in Kenya, Tanzania, and Burkina Faso. It is responsible for scores of clinics elsewhere in Africa and throughout Asia and Latin America. To further the cause of women's health, Sheffield founded Women Deliver in 2007. Its mission is to generate the political will and financial support for reducing maternal mortality and providing universal access to reproductive health care. That's one of the 10 Millennium Development Goals the UN hopes to achieve by 2015. Through advocacy, education, and networking, Jill Sheffield is delivering the message that maternal health is both a human right and a necessity for every nation's sustainable development. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.